We on? We record right now?
First was classic, your last was tragic. Your first was classic, your last was tragic. Your first was classic, your last was tragic. Your second was sleep, but...
Ayo, DJ Bugatti, spin that shit.
Turn it up. Yeah, turn the vocal up.
Light work, like it's PWC, it's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention. It come with extensions. My dog like say the word. He on bullshit. He itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets. He got pinching. I told him chill out. How I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in the bill, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first was classic. Your last was tragic. Your second put sleep, but they gassed it. Your third was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see why I got here off of bars. Not no controversy. Funny thing about it, I don't even want the prestige. But the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me. Slugs took my soul. Slugs took another one. A rap beef ain't nothing.
Your boy DJ E Bugatti. Welcome back to the Off the Meter podcast. Appreciate you guys joining me again on this episode. I appreciate you guys. And before I get started, I want to thank each and everyone who keeps showing me support and love. I'm talking about real genuine love, motivating me, encouraging me, sharing all my posts on social media. Appreciate y'all. I really, really do appreciate each and every one of y'all, man. Y'all keep showing me some love, because I ain't gonna lie, don't we all need love? But yeah, appreciate it. Let's get started. So much to talk about in the hip-hop community. What's going on? We got female artists and male artists. They going at it. You know what I'm saying? We got Glorilla and JT from the City Girls. We got, as you all know, I shouldn't have to tell y'all by now, I mean the whole globe know about this one. But for those who don't know, let's dive right into it. I'm talking about Metro Boomin and Pluto, you know what I'm saying, aka Future Hendrix, you feel me? We got K-Dot, Kendrick Lamar, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's K-Dot. We got Drizzy, OVO Drake. We got Mr. Cold World, J. Cole, Mr. Dreamville, Mr. Jermaine. I'm just joking. But yeah, that's the beef they got. I don't call it beef. That's not call it beef. Lyrical. Let's call it the lyrical beef. Cause you know what I'm saying? Ain't no beef. We just seeing who's the best MC. You know what I'm saying? Who got them bars? Who got them bars? You feel me? That's what we talking about. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no beef. Ain't no bloodshed. This just a friendly competition between different MCs. You feel me? That's all this is. And that's all it's going to be. You feel me? But yeah, Metro Boomin and Future got the hip hop industry. The rap game shook up right now. I'm talking about they ruffling feathers. They're continuing to ruffle some feathers in the industry right now as I'm speaking. They just dropped another sequel to the first sequel, to the first one called We Don't Trust You. We Don't Trust You. For those who remember, on that song called Like That, Future had a feature on there, and you know who that person was, K-Dot, and he shook up the whole industry. He shook up the whole industry coming at Drake and J. Cole, but really, he came at Drake, you know what I'm saying? He came at Drake, you know what I'm saying? For those who don't know, Drake and J. Cole got a song called First Person Shooter, and I'm you remember when J. Cole said, love when they argue, the hardest MC is it K-Dot Kendrick? Is it Aubrey, Drake, or me? We the big three like we started a league. Remember, that was the line J. Cole had said on that song with him and Drake. K-Dot must have heard it. Like, bro, mother, the big three. It just, you know what I'm saying? It's just him. He say he him. You know what I'm saying? And J. Cole, I'm going to get you in a second, bro. Like, you my guy, but we got to have a conversation, my boy. What we doing, bro? Anyway, yeah, Metro Boomin and Future got the game right now. I'm talking about divided almost. Like, they starting like a, like, ain't no big three. They got an all-star team over there, damn near. They got The Weeknd. They got, even J. Cole featured on his new album they got right now called We Still Don't Trust You. We Still Don't Trust You. Oh my, but who they talking about, bro? Somebody please tell me who they talking about. Cause I think I'm just joking. We know who they talking about. But anyway, yeah, they, J. Cole is on that album, bro. Caught Everybody by Surprise the same way Kendrick caught Everybody by Surprise on that, like that feature with Future. Caught me by surprise. He's on a song called Red Leather. And he's kind of coming at Drake on this song. I'm like, bruh, you just apologized. You just apologized, bro. You went on stage, bro. You went on stage and apologized for dropping 7 Minute Drill. At this song to Kendrick Lamar. You went and apologized on your own platform, bro. At the Dreamville Festival. You apologized to KDOT. Why?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for what I've done.
J. Cole, you my guy. You him. You that guy, bro. You did not have to sit up there and apologize on your own platform, bro. Because KDOT did not show love to you. He did not show love to you. He did not apologize to you when he went in on that song with him in Future. He didn't apologize to you at all. He didn't apologize. So why the hell you apologizing to him, bro? I get it. Y'all might have a relationship. You ain't trying to mess that up. But again, bro, it's just a sport. It is just a sport. Okay? KDOT said it himself on the interview he had with Big Boy. I think hip hop is a sport. You have these little spits and spats. He says, I respect their music. I respect them as individuals and creators. KDOT said that. He said that hip hop is a sport. Why the hell are you apologizing? Obviously, this guy doesn't take anything personal. It's just friendly competition. Who's the best lyricist, bro? Why'd you kill it, bro? You killed it too soon. Bro, why? Let us enjoy this moment, bro. It's been so long, bro. Nas and Jay-Z, bro, they went at it. But guess what? They still cool. It was no bloodshed. This is just hip hop. This is a sport. KDOT just said that on the interview, bro. What is you doing? What are you doing, bro? Come on, my guy. You tripping. Come on, man. That song like that, with him in Future, is number one. It's Trent. It's number one. Number one on the Billboard 100. It's number one right now. It's number one. And Kendrick Lamar has now surpassed 60 million monthly listeners on Spotify for the first time in his career, bro. You know what I'm saying? He doing it. Let me see what, you know what I'm saying? Let's hear what Charlamagne the guy had to say from the Breakfast Club real quick. Let's get it.
You know, y'all should be directing y'all energy towards Drake.
Why?
Because Kendrick's bars were mostly aimed for Drake.
I agree.
Cole just caught a couple strays.
Correct.
And decided to jump out there for no reason.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Telling a bunch of lies.
Correct.
A bunch of cap.
Correct.
Kendrick fell off like the Simpsons. Simpsons been on for 35 years. He's trying to try to lie to us and revise history and make us believe that Kendrick's catalog isn't what it is. That the Pimp a Butterfly isn't one of the greatest hip hop albums of all time. Are you serious? He didn't believe himself.
I just feel like this is rap. This is lyrical war. Like I said, I seen people ishing on J. Cole beforehand, say they don't like his beats. They didn't like his beat selection. They don't like the fact that he makes beats. He doesn't do records with a lot of different people. He started doing that in the last 3 years, and let's all be honest, people started looking J. Cole in a different light.
What light? Oh, J. Cole's always been in the big three conversation, Envy. What are you talking about?
You know what it is? What?
You had an opportunity to sign him back in the day and you missed. So now you've been trying to downplay him to yourself
Never.
All these years.
Now, I think J. Cole is one of the nicest. When I heard him start talking that talk, like, I'm number one, I'm Muhammad Ali, I'm like, yeah. Then when I see Kendrick jump and I'm like, okay, this Cole album is dope, but I think it's getting shadowed for that 7 minute drill.
Cause you know why? Cause Cole realized, what am I here? Somebody got a beef with one of your peoples, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not even really your peoples like that.
It's happened to me many a times.
That's what I'm saying.
It's happened to me many times.
So you jump out the window first, like, nah, man, we gonna rock it.
All the time.
Where your man at?
And that's
where
no
your
time.
Man at?
My man back out, and now I'm in the beat.
You know what I'm saying?
And Drizzy, I don't want to be the beat.
Now you getting your ass beat.
Drizzy, where you at? Drizzy, where you at? OVO Drake, we need you. You know what I'm saying? Drake, you over there, it's your turn, bruh. Everybody is on, well, I ain't gonna say everybody, but Metro Boomin and Future got an all-star team, it look like. You need to go get your boy 21. 21, can you do something for me? You feel me? We need 21 to hop on it. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? We don't know. He might be on a diss track. We don't know. That's my, listen, I'm gonna say it now. If Drake pulls out a diss, I think 21 might be on that song. 21 Savage might be on that song, bro. Drake cooking up. Cause remember, they just dropped. Metro Boomin and Future just dropped today. We still don't trust you. So Drake probably listened to it like, okay, bet. But it's rumored, right? It's rumored from Joe Budden that Drake has a diss song coming and it's ready. It said it's ready and it's fire. He coming at, K-Dot. Pause. Joe Budden says, J. Cole's diss and his apology was unacceptable. He also pointed that J. Cole wasn't all in with his delivery on 7-minute drill. And if the North Carolina MC wasn't going to stand 10 toes down with his diss, he need to sit his ass down somewhere. Words coming straight from Joe Budden. Now, Joe Budden, he just be talking. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'll move on from Joe Budden. I'm glad. All right. Again, The Weeknd and ASAP Rocky are coming at OVO Drake. Pause. They said Drake catches more shots from ASAP Rocky and The Weeknd on the new Future and Metro Boomin album. They have a song on there called A Show of Hands. ASAP Rocky seemingly raps about having a relationship with Drake's baby mom, Sophie, before they had their son. Before Drake and Sophie had a son. You know, their little, you know what I'm saying? The son that Drake got now, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, and ASAP has some words for Drake on the song. He said, niggas swear they bitch is the baddest. I just bagged the worst one. Niggas in they feelings over a woman. What you heard or something? I smashed before you burst, son. Flacco hit it first. That's what ASAP said coming at OVO Drake. But man, it's getting messy, bro. It's getting messy. I'm just excited to see, man. But what do y'all think? Is the big three still a big three? Or right now it's every man for themselves? Who's your artist? Who's your go-to? Who's your big three? Who's your top three? Let me know. Let me know. Tag me at my social. Damn, I can't. That damn pollen got my... Excuse me, y'all. Anyway, tag me your comments. You know what I'm saying? Tag me at DJEBugatti_ATL. DJEBugatti_ATL. Man, look. I'm excited, man. But I don't want to leave out and close out by not saying, J. Cole, I respect you, bro. That album you just put out, Might Delete Later. The album, man, that album go hard, bro. That album hard, bro. The intro to the ending. My favorite song on that album is, Hunting Wabbits. That shit hard, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Drake, go hard. K-Dot, go hard. I'm just excited to see what's gonna happen. I am excited. Please, please, please. Keep following me. Keep listening to my podcast. I got somebody special pulling up on me, in a couple of weeks to do an interview. I'm putting a spotlight on all the producers and engineers, you know what I'm saying, and up and coming artists. But mostly right now, I'm doing producers and engineers, bro, because those people, to me, seem to be undervalued, bro, because, bro, to be an engineer and work with artists, that ain't easy. We got some damn Cinderella artists out here, bro. Like, for real, for real. And the producers, bro. like Metro Boomin, he doing this, man. Shout out to Metro Boomin, bro. Shout out to Metro Boomin. He's really killing it, bro. And what I like about Metro Boomin, he's not as scared to experiment with different sounds. Now, if y'all heard that first track on the new album they dropped today, number one, that first song on there, it's like a 90s, I mean like an 80s type of theme, you know what I'm saying? And bruh, yeah, he going in, bro. I just like how he's not afraid to like experiment with different sounds, you know what I'm saying? I like that, bro, because we need that. We need that. We need that. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the MCs. You know what I'm saying? Let the best man win. Let the best man win, man. Anyway, it's your boy DJ E Bugatti. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And again, stay blessed. Stay motivated. Keep going. Don't give up. And we gone. Let's get it.
Swag off the meter, drinking champagne by the liter. She texts me and I ain't even read it. Tell a dealership the top, I don't need it. My swag off the meter, drinking champagne by the liter. She texts me and I ain't even read it. Tell a dealership the top, I don't need it. Yeah, the top, I don't need it.